More music you love on the way.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow up to 31, Johannesburg and eMalahleni reaching a high of 30 degrees. The government says it will not back down on its campaign against illegal miners in Northwest. This as the standoff between police and scores of illegal miners at an abandoned mine in Stilfontein continues. Northwest Community Safety MEC Wessels Morweng didn't mince his words earlier today.
Criminals are criminals, they will be arrested. People must not have selective amnesia. We are dealing with criminals here. Not so long ago in Gauteng, they raped young girls when they were shooting music video. People that are cruel. Now people must not shift the attention of government on outrooting criminals in our society.
Moving to Limpopo, motorists travelling on the R71 from Polokwane to Mankweng have been warned of traffic disruptions in the area due to flooding. Here's traffic spokesperson Kgaogelo Mpago.
We advise our motorists whom are travelling to Polokwane and those who are from Polokwane travelling to Mankweng to either use the R81 as the alternative route.
Back in Gauteng, Masechaba Sefularo reports that members of the anti-foreigner group Operation Dudula turned away foreign nationals who wanted to get their spaza shops re-registered. On Friday, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced a 21-day window for the formal registration of non-compliant spazas amid rising cases of foodborne illnesses across the country.
In his address, President Cyril Ramaphosa said there was no evidence that the food-related illnesses and deaths that gripped the country were confined to foreign-owned spaza shops. However, Operation Dudula President Zandile Dabula is adamant they will not allow foreign nationals to register. She says the funds allocated for revamping spaza shops must go to South Africans only.
We're going to make sure that we give the dignity back to our own South Africans.
Meanwhile, some traders who are seeking to register their businesses say the 21-day deadline is impractical. Masechaba Sefularo for Jacaranda FM News.
And in KwaZulu-Natal, the Minister of Basic Education once again underscored the importance of strict rules on food safety at schools.
We know that the school nutrition program feeds about 9.7 million learners a day. And so we really want to make sure that is insulated from any kind of foodborne illnesses. In addition to that, we're going to be moving to ban the use of insecticides and pesticides on school premises.
Minister Siviwe Gwagube was attending a toilet sanitation launch at a school in Ndwendwe on the north coast of KwaZulu-Natal. And a recent study has revealed that 35.5% of women in South Africa experienced sexual and or physical violence in their lifetime. The findings were released by the Human Science Research Council in the first national gender-based violence prevalence study in Tshwane today. More than 10,000 men and women participated in the study.
When we look at lifetime, you'll see that 16.7% of men indicated that they have perpetrated physical IPV against their partner.
That then Dr. Nompumelelo Zungu. And finally, Parliament cleaners are expected to earn more than the police in 2026. Earlier this week, Parliament confirmed that some of the lowest paid workers, including cleaners and those in catering services, will receive a 100% salary hike over 3 years. I'm Marlene Fischer. For myself and the rest of the team, good night.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
It is Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars. It's called Die With A Smile.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.